Bore resident Gabriel Dengajak says he was arrested and detained for 7 days, 3 weeks ago. He says he was later released without ever being charged with an offense or appearing in court.
My condition in the detention was very, 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 very alarming, very chaotic situation in there. I was put in a latrine until I suffocated in the latrine, and I was unable to breathe. Well, my condition of detention was not fair at all. It has to be within 24 hours, and your case is presented to court, or you are bailed out until the court hearing is convened. But Tantufas ordered the police to arrest me without any bailout, without being taken to court.
Ajak says his detention was unfair and violates his rights. Some of the people who have been detained accused the state executive of interfering with police work, leading to long detentions and mistreatments of suspects. Police arrested Duke County Paramount Chief Deng Mabur along with 7 other chiefs last Friday in Bor. Mabur says he and the other chiefs have not been granted bail, nor have they been granted their day in court, and he blames Deputy Jonglei State Governor Antipas Nyok Kucha.
All the necessary legal processes for our unveil have been completed, but the police refused to release us. They say because Nyong Kucha said we should not be veiled out. I see that as unfair. The law said veil can be granted and the accused produced in a competent court of law. None of those things happened.
Kucha says the Duke chiefs are answering a case against the state for chasing a legally appointed commissioner at gunpoint. Kucha also denies he interfered with the law, saying police are the ones handling the matter.
I'm a deputy governor. I have nothing to do with the business in the So it is a legal issue. It has nothing to do with me.
Mabur says his health condition is deteriorating and the detention facility is overcrowded and filthy.
The room we are in is very small and congested, and inside are very dirty toilets. We are concerned about our health condition.
Defense lawyer Abraham Biar, who is representing the chiefs, condemned the long detention of his clients. He says members of the Jonglei State Executive have interfered in the justice system.
Come to Bor because of detention of 8 chiefs, including Paramount Chief of Duke, who are currently under detention in the police in Bor Town Police Station. Their investigation is completed. The public attorney made an order that they can be released with bail. The executive arms of the government made interfere and they know they cannot be released on bail unless they are taken to court. That is, to me, that is illegal. So I'm processing now to go to the judge in order to have this chief to come out from this police cell.
Jonglei State Police spokesperson Major Majang Tuor says the police do not release suspects until investigations into their cases are completed.
There are only 2 major reasons, and that's why there is prolonged detention. One is when the investigation is not done, then there is no law that permits the police to allow the issues of bailing to occur before the complete of investigation. Secondly, when the case involves so many parties, until all those first parties are investigated.
When contacted for comment on the detention of the chiefs, National Justice Minister Madola Roll had this to say.
Anybody concerned with that situation has to come forward to get the facts to me so that I can respond based on the facts of the situation.
Article 19 of the South Sudan Transitional Constitution states that any person who is arrested shall be informed at the time of arrest of the reasons for his or her arrest and shall be promptly informed of any charges against him or her within 24 hours. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.